I mean, it's been a hustle and bustle type thing, you know. For a while, we'll be, you know, just sitting there waiting. And next thing you know, you got to be, like, three different places within 30 minutes. So, I mean, it's kind of tugging you each way, you know. Yeah, I'm 6'5 and a half, and I am 324. Yeah, 324. Because I was so big. I mean, if I was skinnier, who knows what I've been playing right now. But, I mean, I've always been a big guy, so that's where they put me.
Give me your weight progression from the time you're senior high school to where you are
now. I actually came in pretty heavy in my freshman year of college. I was about 375. Then I lost about 25 during 2-a-days, so I was 350 during the year. And then beginning of my sophomore year, I got sick. So I got down to 300 at one point, but I played that season at like 312. But that really wasn't a healthy weight for me. I wasn't strong or nothing. So I got back up to about 330, 335 for my junior year. And right now I lost a little bit of weight, but I still feel strong at 324.
Dylan, where do you think you will be drafted, or where would you like to be drafted?
I mean, I don't know what kind of, everybody will probably say, you know, top 10. So I don't know where I'm going to be drafted, but I mean, I'd love to be drafted top 10 and, you know, make a difference on one of these teams.
And you do all the workouts
here? Yeah, I'm doing every single one. What was that? Really, it had to do with, you know, my time and situation. It was a great opportunity for me to leave right now, so I had to put that into consideration. And then I'm just a competitor, and when it's all said and done, and really the best athletes in the world for football play for the NFL, and I felt that it would be a great time for me to leave. Oh, my parents are originally from Detroit, so I grew up being a Michigan fan all my life, and really, I mean, it was, once they offered, it was an easy deal. Really, I'm a great run stopper. I have a great explosiveness out of my stands, and I attack the point of attack. So I do pretty well stopping the run, and I'm a pretty good athlete. So I feel that I'm able to do pretty good on the pass rush, or make an effect at least on the inside, and make the flush quarterback outside to on the defensive ends. I mean, my first year in college, we played at 3-4, and I played the nose tackle and defensive end, so I'm comfortable playing anywhere within that defensive line scheme.
You played on a pretty good defense. Did you feel like you were raising your stock as the season was going on?
I feel that my stock did raise, but I don't think it was because of me. I think it was because of our defense complete, because, I mean, when everybody did their job, we stopped every team, and as we win, more people look at your team, and the more people look at our team, they looked at me. So my stock did go up with that. What was that? I've been doing my training at API in Arizona. Yeah, definitely, because we all came in, and I sat down with Mike a bunch of times, and we talked about what we wanted to do as our senior class, and what we wanted to do as our junior season went. And I mean, all those guys were great friends, and I mean, that was one of the harder things for me to do, is leave the people I came into school with, because we've been through so much together. I mean, you can't really be on all the time, so really, both of our defenses, us and Ohio State's, really just didn't have our day those days, and the offenses were just doing phenomenal, and they put up some numbers. That we had a hangover? Not really. I felt that we were playing well in the first half, but as the game went on, we had to take more chances as a defense, so I mean, when you take chances, there's a big opportunity for them to, you know, capitalize on those chances. So, I mean, they scored a couple times.
Okay.
Nose tackle my freshman year, defensive end my sophomore year, and defensive three technique my junior year. I love all of them, man. I mean, as long as it's on the D-line, I feel comfortable. When I learn defenses, I try to learn all three. So just in case you get caught out of place, you know, and you got switch positions, that I'm not going to be, you know, not knowing what I'm supposed to do. So I feel that anywhere along that defensive line is home for me.
What kind of advantage does that give you? I imagine it's going to make you kind of valuable, particularly as a young player, or maybe there's an established player at this position, but you can play that position. Talk about your versatility.
I think my versatility is what a lot of teams get also with me going to their team, because really I'm big, but I got, you know, a lot of explosives coming out the gate. So first 5 yards, I could keep up with a lot of people. So, I mean, I feel that if you get me on your team, that you're going to get a diverse player that could play more than one spot. Oh, I mean, just look at the film. I'm not a mean and nasty guy right now, but when I get on the field, it's like a different person. That's why I love the game so much, because it kind of balances me out, because I'm a laid-back guy. I don't get emotional off the field, but once I get between those lines, I'm fired up, I'm emotional, I'm yelling, I'm doing all that. My father got a scholarship to play for New Mexico, UNM the Lobos.
We
talked about first of all the pros and cons of leaving for both of us, and we also talked about, do we want to leave not beating Ohio State, not winning the bowl game in all three of our years? And then I mean, we sat there and talked for a while about a lot of stuff. So
for you, what was the deciding factor
was I mean, I just felt ready, you know. And you have to be a fool not to take a advantage of an opportunity that's put right in your lap, you know.
Well,
he brought intensity, and he kind of simplified the defense for us. So, I mean, it wasn't too tough for the younger guys to grasp, because we had a lot of young guys step up and, you know, do a great job filling in some spots. What was that? I don't feel it was a big change for the veterans, the guys that's already been there, but I think it's a big change for the freshmen, because for Herm's defense, I think the freshmen had a little bit harder time grasping it. But, you know, with Coach English, we all went back to square one, so we learned everything over again, what each defense meant, what each technique, each shade, each responsibility, you know, each term. So I feel that probably helped the younger guys out a lot.
Your New Mexico background, you Urlacher fan.
Oh yeah, I mean, you gotta cheer for the hometown guy, and I mean, he's not even from my area, but just being from the state, you don't have that many athletes from New Mexico going out there doing a great job.
What were some of your best or most memorable games that?
Oh man, it's probably got to be Penn State, that home game when Chad threw Mario that touchdown pass, because I mean, that was an amazing game.
How about yourself?
Oh, for myself? I don't think of my individual accomplishments. Every time I think of, like, good things for me, it's always a defense. So what I remember is holding probably half the season opponents my junior year under, you know, 100 yards until, like, mid-season. That's when the first team got 100 yards rushing against us.
Yeah.